Mr. Lawson, first thing is approval of the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today I have first, welcome. Congratulations to our newest members and welcome. At this time, I have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda? Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next thing is election of council member, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. As is customary at the first meeting of each year, we need to elect the council member officers for leadership positions of president and vice president. What I am looking for at this time is a nomination for the office of president. Would anyone like to submit a name for that office?
I make a motion for Mike Benson be our president.
I have a motion from Mr. Wilson. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? I'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
And Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
And Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
Congratulations, Mr. Vincent, president of Sussex County Council. The other office we need to submit name for is the vice president. I'll look for a nomination for that office.
I'll move to nominate Mr. I.G. Burton.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second for the position of vice president, that being I.G. Burton. Any questions on the motion? I'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
And Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. If you would, Mr. Lawson, would you also do the legal counsel appointment and
yes. In your packet, counsel, was a memo from myself outlining the proposed nominations for appointments and legal counsel. Give me a moment to find that memo. Yes, and thank you, Mr. Moore. At this time, we are going to appoint legal counsel based on information that I have. This year's appointment for 2019, we will appoint Everett Moore, County Attorney, and Vince Robertson, Assistant County Attorney. For the Board of Adjustment representation, we will appoint Moore and Rutt, and for Sussex County Government and the County Council overall, we will appoint Moore and Rutt, and for the Planning and Zoning Commission, we will appoint the firm Parkowski, Gertz, and Swayze. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2019 appointment of legal counsel as presented.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. And I also have adoption of the rules of procedure for 2019. In the packet was information pertaining to the rules. Working with legal counsel, there was one recommended change to the rules and outlined in the memo that was presented and now highlighted on the screen. If Amanda could scroll down to Rule 10. What we have done here is created an expansion of Rule 10 related to the change of zone and conditional use ordinance. The new language is highlighted here in paragraph 10A.1 and 10A.2. What this does is outlines the procedure whereby when the county council has a public hearing and there is not a recommendation from Planning and Zoning Commission at that time, it allows there to be a five-day calendar day time period for written comments once the Planning and Zoning Commission has issued a recommendation. If you recall, back in 2018, we did experience this situation and allowed for that to happen, and this paragraph codifies that that situation. Other than that, there are no recommended changes to the 2019 rules. If you have any questions, I'll entertain those or ask legal counsel to entertain. Otherwise, I do have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2019 rules of procedure as amended and as presented.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
I think Todd's logged him on this, okay. We also need to do the council member appointments to committees, and they would be Delaware League of Local Governments, be myself, National Association of Counties, I.G. Burton, Wycomico County MPO, John Riley, Sussex Conservation District Board, Sam Wilson, Sussex County Airport, Doug Hudson, Sussex County Land Trust, I.G. Burton, and John Riley. Any questions on those? Is there any motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton?
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Next thing would be approval of minutes. We had the minutes of December 11th, 2018. Any questions on those? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several communications. The first is from Just a Hand Up Community Navigation, thanking the council for its donation. Also, NACAL, the National Council on Agricultural Life and Labor Research Fund, Inc., has likewise thanked the council for their assistance. And What Is Your Voice, Inc., Voices Against Domestic Violence, again thanking council for their donation and grant. That is all.
Any correspondence from council? Any correspondence from council? Public comment, Mr. Guy?
Is it time? Is it time to offer sympathy to keep on all these?
Okay, we can do that. Yeah. Paul Rieger.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning. Congratulations being appointed. First thing is coming back is on the agenda is the planning and zoning appointments later on for this to replace, I assume, Mr. Hudson's vacant seat. On page one, I've always been trying to get the district and the councilmatic district and the councilmen to be very expressly understood which district they live in, which district they come under for the rules of regulations with the stipulations for being appointed. The first page is where you have Ms. Wingate. She was appointed by Mr. Artlett in District 5, the last appointment. She also, on this one, the property records say that she lives in District 4, in Mr. Hudson's district. Not in Mr. Artlett's district, but she lives in District 4. She was the one that, when I spoke, questioning for the Republican versus the Democratic and versus the Independent. When I had went to the Board of Elections and looked it up, the date was closer than I had remembered. It was May 22nd is what the Board of Elections had told me, that she changed from a Republican to an Independent. And that part of it is where I'm questioning is, on June 5th of the County Council agenda, you had the five interviews or applications on there, a few of them, three of them, how many you had, don't exactly know. She was one of them. Going forward prior to that, was there anything where she was basically, before that, the only way that she could have been appointed was to change her political affiliation to the R? So I believe that, my opinion ethically, I take her as a Republican, not as an Independent. However you want to take it legally is your discretion. The second page is what's on our website, is the Planning and Zoning Commission webpage. If you look at the top one that I circled, you have Mr. Wheatley. It shows that he's Council District 5, appointed by District 1, Mr. Vincent. You take the bottom one, Ms. Wingate, you have her showing as being in Council District 5, appointed by Mr. Arlett, where she lives in District 4. So between those two right there, one is conflict in the other. What are we putting for the council district? Are we putting it where they live? So I would believe that where they live should be the district that is on the website, not who appoints them. The third thing, and this is where I've been going through, is we have different addresses here that come through on the Board of Adjustment up on the website there. We're using P.O. boxes, not where they live. We have other addresses where I believe the one appoint Mr. Mears, you have this address where it's showing that he resides but doesn't own that property. The last page that I showed you was Mr. Mears' page from the county website. It shows that the house that he does own is District 5 under Mr. Riley's district. Going forward, while you have the chance to fix the planning and zoning appointments, going forward, I would like to strongly recommend, if possible, to keep it simple. Since the newly elected county council persons may agree with it, but I believe that Mr. Riley, if possible, should assume Mr. Wheatley. Mr. Wilson keeps Mr. Keller in District 2. Mr. Burton keeps Mrs. Stevenson in District 3. Mr. Hudson assumes Ms. Wingate in District 4, since she resides in District 4. And I believe that District 1, Council President Mr. Vincent, you deserve to give representation to have a member from District 1 come in. So everything now will match the Councilmatic district and the Councilmatic person where they live. It's your one time to fix it, and it would be muchly appreciated.
Thank you. Dan Kramer?
My name is Dan Kramer. I'm going to follow up on that one. First of all, you guys were saying that you can't have two in two different districts. Well, you got that right now. You got two in four, and you got two in three. So any way you want to look at it, you're in violation. If you want to keep say that your own law, because Lawson said you can't have it, well, we know that that's not what the law actually says. But you want to claim that's the way it is because Hudson is in three. Well, I got news for you. Hey, if that's the case, then he shouldn't even be on the board. He shouldn't be anywhere. And another thing, he's also on appeals of boards, whatever you call it. So is there a conflict there because he's on one board and both boards? I don't think so. It shouldn't even apply. He needs to leave one or the other. And he sure shouldn't get on planning and zoning.
Thank you, sir. Rich Barrasso.
Good morning. Rich Barrasso with the Sussex Alliance for Responsible Growth, or SARGE. First and foremost, Happy New Year. Congratulations, President Vincent, in your continuing leadership, to Councilman Burton, and welcome Councilman Hudson and Councilman Riley. I just have a quick comment, and that is an understanding in terms of where the comprehensive plan is relative to the State Office of Planning. And then secondly, a request that the council establish what its priorities are going to be in terms of implementation and execution in 2019. And that you do that in a manner in which it is made available on the website, so the public can learn what your agenda is specific to the strategies that you're going after first in 2019. SARGE, in conjunction with one or more other organizations, is going to develop a survey to help gather public opinion in terms of the agenda for comp plan implementation for 2019. We look forward to working with all of you in 2019. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have a consent agenda, two items. First item is wastewater agreement number 1076, Sussex County project number 81-04, the residences at Rehoboth Bay, also known as Love Creek Marina, and Golden Neck Sanitary Sewer District, and wastewater agreement number 925-3, Sussex County project number 81-04, Seabrook, also known as Deerbrook Phase 2, along Duck Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions on those two? Entertained a motion to approve consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton?
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business today is Planning and Zoning Commission appointment. I was asked to put this on the agenda today. Due to Mr. Hudson's election, we now have a vacancy on the Planning and Zoning Commission. I believe Mr. Hudson has submitted his letter of resignation on the commission, and now it is his turn to make an appointment. I believe he's ready to make an announcement today on your nominee.
Yes, thank you, Todd. I am. I would nominate Bruce Mears. That would be John Bruce Mears.
Okay, I will take that information and contact Mr. Mears, and we will start the interview process, an application process, and place it on an agenda for the public interview at the most appropriate date in the future.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Next item of business is the County Administrator's Report for January 8th, 2019. Item number one. Per the attached engineering department fact sheets, the landings at Pepper Creek, aka the marina at Pepper's Creek, phase 3 through 6, and Warrington Creek, phase 7, otherwise known as Sawgrass South, received substantial completion effective December 19th and December 26th, respectively. Item 2, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities Conference Planning Subcommittee will meet January 14th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County West Complex at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. The subcommittee will continue to discuss planning for the upcoming conference scheduled on May 9th, 2019. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item 3, it's with sadness that we note the passing of Ruth N. Bateman on Tuesday, December 25th. Ms. Bateman was chairperson of the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County. We'd like to extend our condolences to her family. And item 4, it's with great sadness that we also note the passing of County employee Jason M. Faulkner, Sr. Jason worked at the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center as a dispatcher for over 15 years. He passed away unexpectedly on Tuesday, January 1st. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Faulkner family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
Right there.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson said something about condolences, so there. So we talked.
Yeah, well, yeah. At the same time, I guess I was going to say, but we certainly want to keep the families in our thoughts of Bill Bryan from Georgetown and Helen Kruger of Georgetown, two longtime community people that did a great deal in this town and Comanche community. So we certainly pass our condolences on the families.
And also Bill Bryan, son worked here as Keith.
He works for the county.
Worked for the engineering department. And also Mrs. Kruger's daughter works for the EOC, Emergency Operations Center.
Yes. And Mr. President, we also lost a former Register of Wills, Sussex County. Ronnie Waller, was Register of Wills for a period of time, and I guess this was probably the late 80s, early 90s, and he passed away shortly before Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Jennings.
Also a pro football player.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have two housekeeping items on the agenda. With the change of county council leadership, the signers on our bank accounts will need to change. I have 5 resolutions for your consideration. There's nothing changing about the way we handle the payment of funds other than the signers. I have the first resolution.
Please.
Authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with M&T Bank bearing the facsimile signatures of any two of Michael H. Vincent, President, Irwin G. Burton, III, Vice President, or Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, provided check or withdrawal is less than or equal to $5,000 and bearing the signatures of any two of Michael H. Vincent, President, Irwin G. Burton, III, Vice President, or Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, and a signature may be facsimile provided one live signature is on a check or withdrawal greater than $5,000.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Is it possible, Mr. Moore, could she read the other 4 and do all in one time? We got to do 4.
They should be done separately because they're different items. Okay.
And the other ones are shorter. That was, I did the largest one first.
Thank you very much.
Authorizing the payment of funds from the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Wilmington Trust Company, bearing the facsimile signatures of any two, Michael H. Vincent, President, Erwin G. Burton, the third, Vice President, or Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Tidemark Federal Credit Union, bearing the signatures of any two, Michael H. Vincent, President, Erwin G. Burton, the third, Vice President, or Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, and the signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Authorizing the payment from funds from the Sussex County Council on deposit with Community Bank Delaware, bearing the signatures of any two of Michael H. Vincent, President, Erwin G. Burton III, Vice President, or Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Last one. Authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with Fulton Bank, bearing the signatures of any two, Michael H. Vincent, President, Erwin G. Burton, the third, Vice President, or Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director. Any signature may be facsimile provided. One live signature is on check or withdrawal.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next item is typically every year we reassign our unused portion of our private activity bonds that were they were assigned to us from the state. We reassign them back to the state. Private activity bonds are tax-exempt bonds issued by public entities to provide a low-cost financing for private projects that serve a public purpose. Federal tax law imposes several restrictions and requirements on the issuance of private activity bonds. These bonds are for private entities. Qualified purposes include exempt facilities such as non-government owned airports, docks, water and sewer facilities, and solid waste facilities, qualified mortgage programs, and small issue manufacturing facilities. IRS requires state and local governments to serve as conduits for these tax-exempt bonds. At this time, I'm recommending that the County Council reassigned the county's 2018 unused private activity of bond volume cap of $31,140,000 to the state. In return, the state will assign a new 2019 allocation. The allocation is estimated to be about $31,675,000, which represents 10% of the state's total allocation. I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council reassign the county's 2018 unused private activity bond volume cap of $31,140,000 back to the state of Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions?
I do have a question.
Mr. Riley.
This is money that was authorized. The money was authorized, but the bonds were not actually issued, is that?
That's correct. So this is the volume cap that the federal government assigns to the state of Delaware. We get a portion of it so that we can have people apply, companies apply to us to use us as a conduit.
This is bond capacity, but it was not actually
utilized.
And so we're essentially giving it back to the state and they're going to reauthorize.
Correct. So yeah, the federal government allows up to 3 years to roll it over, but it has to come from the state that was authorized to at first. So we have to give it back to the state in order for them to ask the federal government to reauthorize it.
Why do you suppose it was not utilized?
We do not have many to apply. As you can see, the other two counties do not have anybody using it as well. And my understanding, talking to some companies that have called and asked some questions and talked to our bond attorney, there's a lot of red tape dealing with the IRS and the federal regulations. So to get that tax exempt, it's too costly for them on that end, even though they'll save interest. So.
Wow. We have had a couple, I think, use that over the years. We had
we've had
power plant.
Right.
And Dagsboro did that for like $20-some million or something. And
yeah. So we had NRG, Cadbury. We have about $135 million outstanding in conduit debt currently. but we haven't had any in the last year.
So we should, going forward, have somewhere in the ballpark of $31 million
next year,
potentially available.
Absolutely. And then we'll roll it over. Next year, the state's going to just come back and we'll roll it over automatically instead of going through this process. But yes, we'll have another $31 million again next year.
Yeah. Sure. Any more questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Riley.
Ed Engdahl, our EMS coordinator. Memorandum of understanding with BB Healthcare and Sussex County EMS. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President, honorable members of the council. Sussex County EMS has been afforded the opportunity to expand our agreement for the purposes of education within BB Healthcare. We have had an MOU in the past with BB that has allowed for paramedics to work within the emergency department for educational purposes. However, obtaining a new MOU opens other departments within the hospital to our paramedics for additional learning opportunities. Under the new MOU, paramedics will be afforded clinical learning opportunities under physician supervision in the operating room and the cardiac catheterization lab, as well as the emergency room, to maintain a high level of proficiency in advanced airway management and intravenous access skills. Expanding the MOU to allow paramedic observation and education in the catheterization lab and operating rooms helps to maintain the high education and training standards of the paramedics by allowing more exposure to patients requiring specific skills in a controlled setting under the supervision of a provider who is a master in their field. The agreement carries no cost, no financial burden to Sussex County. However, the potential for additional educational opportunities for the paramedics in the department is invaluable. I have a motion, Mr. President. If it pleases the council, be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the Memorandum of Understanding between Sussex County and BB Medical Center Incorporated to allow for additional educational opportunities within the hospital.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wade. Any questions on the motion?
Quick question.
Mr. Riley.
Yes,
sir. On page two, that under point number seven, it says the county will and the hospital each secure and maintain at their own expense general liability insurance. So I'm trusting that that is in place and sufficient.
Yes, sir.
Amounts.
It's confirmed with Andrea Walls.
And the county covers that cost.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that's my question I was going to ask you.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Okay. Any more questions?
Got an answer.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll get the motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
your staff, for all you're doing. And thank BB Hospital for the opportunity for our paramedics to work there.
Yes, sir.
It's a good opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hans Medlars.
I have to say, when I'm out and about, I hear good things about you, sir.
Thank you, and welcome on the County Council. Mr. President, good morning. Good morning, Council members. We have four items on the agenda. I think we averaged at least two over the last year on each agenda. So.
Well, we're off for a couple of weeks, so you caught up to us.
We caught up to you.
That's good.
First one up is the maintenance garage. The way, for our new council members, I want to just sort of go over the way we, the engineering department, propose our memoranda, and for you to consider is we give you a history, we give you past actions so you can tie it in with the past actions council has taken, and then the request for that particular day where we ask for that change order, for that contract award, whatever it may be. So the first one is the maintenance garage. This is a 10,000 square foot facility. Its completion is anticipated early spring of this year, and progress is good. We have, in any construction project of this complexity, we've run into some issues. The first one was it was a very competitive bid. I want to assure you there was bids were very close, and council awarded the bids based on lowest responsible bidder. And we had, the first changer was, it was a pre-engineered metal building, so once the actual pre-engineered metal building company gives us the real reactions, the foundations are checked, and we had to move a couple of piers around, double up on a couple of things. Those were the minor one. The second one was really the biggest one to date, was the original garage had a fire alarm system, and we had designed it. It's not a requirement. Fire marshal didn't require it, and the county use side, the non-EMS side, felt comfortable with not having it. However, EMS wanted to have a fire alarm system. So I think it was the president instructed the engineering department, is that a fair way to say it, encouraged the engineering department to proceed with this. So we have a standalone contract with Advantech to actually provide the system. And the second change we dealt with a lot of the conduit changes, the enhanced control of the system, as well as the enhanced controls to the HVAC. That was a $79,000 change order. The last one we brought before you here is the one today. Is the drainage was always all the existing buildings drained to grade, and we had layout initially this building to drain to grade. There was a request from the users, and that's really three different users that. The EMS, the radio shop, and the county vehicle maintenance that, hey, there's an opportunity when we bury the grounding loop to also bury two drain lines in the back and the front of the building and directly tie them to the drainage system out there. It makes sense. It's a small additional cost. So we would ask you that you would entertain that, and the other one which is wrapped in there is the interior walls. There were two interior walls. The radio folks had asked that we switch them from plywood to drywall and replace them slightly different configuration. Again, a reasonable suggestion, and the total of this package was $5,815.01. So that is today's request, the approval of change order number 3 in that amount. Having said that, we are currently working through the final ductwork layout. There appears to be a couple of conflicts we have to work around. So before now and before the president cuts the ribbon, I will be back one more time. Okay. But there's also some credits floating around, so we're working through that.
We're talking about
details. Is that what thickness is that plywood?
It's 5/8. It's not 1/2-inch plywood. It's 5/8, and it's a different grade, Councilman. When you put it on the wall, and if you put it in the floor, so that the grade is an improved grade for the exposed versus the not exposed. Yeah.
It's not chip, right?
No, not chipboard. It's true plywood.
You have a motion, sir?
Be removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 3 for contract 17-09 Sussex County Maintenance Garage be approved, increasing the contract amount by $5,815.01 for a new contract total of $2,081,092.50.
Pleasure, Council.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. And it certainly makes sense that we would put a fire alarm system in a $2 million building.
Yep.
Mr. President, I yield.
It's located right next to our EOC. That would not look good if it
did. That's going to be a bad driver. Might run into a wall. You never know.
Never can tell. That's right.
Next, sir. The next item before you is the Blade Sanitary Sewer District, about 13 piece of the Blade Concord Road expansion. I'll give you a little quick history. The Concord Road is a USDA-funded project. There was additional funds flowed into it. It had a loan grant ratio. When we completed the actual Concord Road piece, there were available funds. The county issued a change order to move these available funds into a piece of the commercial side, which eliminates one pump stations in Little Meadows, as well as brings it to the Nazarene Church property, just the property. Now, so you will see us again with another component when it goes through the church property and the crossing of Route 13. So having said that, we had previously covered in the engineering several components. What we hadn't covered, let me make sure I read this correctly. The Route 13 crossing was never on the design list. All the utility line locates associated with it, and some of the contract administration of the change order previously approved by council. So what that means is, with this amendment to the engineering contract, it gets us design through the crossing and gets us the contract administration through the end of the change order, most likely through the end of the contract. So quick reminder for our new council members, we have long-term, that's multi-year on-call contracts for various engineering services. This is one of them. So every time we touch it, we have to have an amendment to it with a scope. And we are currently working on the request for proposals for the next five-year round, which will be a slew of different engineering services. So within the next 3-4 months, you'll see us come back with a recommendation for these services. So there will be no more new contract amendments awarded for engineers at this point, because everything is covered. In addition to these on-call service agreements, we also have two engineers of record, and I'll come back to that later. But just for your let's say background, we have an engineer of record for South Coastal, and we have an engineer of record for the North Planning Area, and that includes the three treatment plants, Inland Bays, Wolf Neck, and Piney Neck. So having said this, we have that little change order here before you today.
Please read your motion.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, Amendment Number 3 to the EJCDC Engineering Base Contract with Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, be approved in the amount not to exceed $25,000 for final design of the Blade Sanitary Sewer District Route 13 commercial expansion.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Motion carried. Next, sir.
Next is near and dear to our administrator and my heart, because it's a really good partnership between the Lewis Board of Public Works and Sussex County. And it all started in 2016 when council gave the engineering department the green light to actually put some of these partnerships in place. With the Lewis Board of Public Works was the first one we had, and it allowed us initially to flow a year-round base flow and a seasonal ramped-up flow. So it really helped us with the flexibility of the operations at the Wolf Neck facility, and we have successfully utilized this particular agreement with the Lewis Board of Public Works. As a matter of fact, we even had a joint construction project, which was very successful. So having said this, we, the engineering department, approached the Lewis Board for an increase to that, because that would be, they still have capacity left. And the original agreement said that we had 5 years before we could ask for an increase. It's now 2 years in, looking very good. The board says they would approve. They would consider this favorably. So we have a 25% increase we'd like to exercise. We revised a couple of other paragraphs of the agreement. We worked with the assistant county attorney and the board's attorney. So we have the two councilors agree to the current form. The board looked at it in their executive session to review it. It is ready for your approval. And the key thing it does is really it ramps up the flow contributions 25%. And Ms. Jennings has the available funds. We anticipated this. We have the available funds to pay the sewer fees in this particular aspect. So I truly hope you would support us on this.
I think that's all a good thing.
It's a great thing. It's a
win-win-win for them, because they can use the capacity just for us.
Win for us.
And for us, we don't have to add best capacity.
No, we have the infrastructure in place. All it takes is to ramp up the pumps a little bit, and we can put the extra flow over there.
You have a motion?
We have a motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that council approve the revised agreement for wastewater services with the Lewis Board of Public Works as presented.
Pleasure, council.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions?
What's this 25% plus? I'm not familiar with you.
The original agreement had a year-round contribution of 75,000 gallons per day and a ramped-up seasonal contribution of 300. So the way this particular agreement works, which is really, you know, it's as the president said, they like it from an O&M contribution standpoint. We like it from a standpoint that we only pay for our base flow contributions. The other one is sort of a benefit to us. So by ramping up the base flow contribution from 75 to 100,000, it also gives us access to an increase from 300 to 400,000 seasonally. So that is what we're approving here, is that the key piece to this revised agreement is we have now a higher base flow and seasonal contribution.
So where's waste going?
Lewis Board of Public Works to the Lewis treatment plant.
Okay, it's going to treatment plant. Lewis treatment plant.
It's Sussex County. It's Sussex County flows going through our jointly owned transmission system to the Lewis Board of Public Works facility on Savannah Road.
What it actually does, Sam, I guess it actually takes some pressure off of Wolf Neck.
It allows us to flex, especially the winter flexibility, which we can
So which way does the money come? Towards Lewis?
Yeah, we're paying them.
We are paying the Lewis Board of Public Works for the treatment and disposal.
So Lewis are getting making a little money on it, sorry?
If I may.
Certainly.
Go ahead.
You know, this agreement assumes correctly that if you're running a facility at its base flow year-round, you have fixed expenses, and the Lewis Board of Public Works allowed us a rate where we're only paying the incremental increase. So we have a favorable rate for us when you look at it from an overall perspective, but we still have a very good positive contribution to the Lewis Board of Public Works' O&M expense, especially during the off-season when they would have had to spread the expense over a lower user base. It's a very similar discussion of last Saturday. And I think it makes sense that, you know, we clearly recognize this is a good thing. It's a good thing for the recipient, and it's a good thing for the sender.
So you're talking about a wash here, right?
From terms of benefits, it's a win-win. I would say it's a win-win for both parties, yes.
Okay. So we'll have less pressure on the Wolf Neck.
Sure.
Yeah. Which is an irrigation system, right?
Spray
irrigation, which can be problematic in the wintertime.
Can be problematic with 65 inches of rain. Definitely has made it problematic.
So is that going to give excess capacity at that station, or
no? It's general relief the way I look at it, because you may or may not recall in our big presentation we said that all of our northern plants, that's Inland Bays and Wolf Neck, are interconnected. So we can move flow back and forth. So it really gives us and both of them are spray facilities, it gives us the flexibility we need to do wintertime operations in a wet year.
Makes sense.
I may not flow anything in July.
So there's one thing I don't know. So where's
Lewis?
Lewis go. Where will Lewis put their water?
Lewis discharges into the canal.
Does that go in the bay?
It goes to the canal.
They're close to the bay, so most of their flow, 90% flow based on their study, goes to the bay.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Ms. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Last, sir?
Last one is the taxiway construction, first change order for the taxiway construction. That is, it's a multi-million-dollar project, and it's a very small change order, because once council touches a project, it becomes council's project, and every time we have a change to that agreement you approved, we are coming back. I say this is a very good thing, because it allows us an opportunity to be before you, essentially update you on the process.
Sure.
So when we awarded the project initially, there was a drainage improvement package associated with it, not to be confused with stormwater management. Can you remember, drainage is has nothing to do with how you treat your flow. It has to do how you convey your flow. So the drainage package was there. The original airfield had piping from the 40s, which is obviously nearing its life expectancy, and we have a lot of failures on the joints. And any pilots out here who see that, they see there are sinkholes all over the place. So part of this was pipe replacements in a certain configuration. What we did not account for is that one main replacement pipe we had crosses the old runway, which is now a street, which was never removed from, never had the concrete removed. So there's still the 1940s concrete out there, which we have to take out as part of this package. That's when we revamped the drainage layout to slightly beneficial, in my opinion. We also had to cross this old runway twice. So here's an extra few thousand dollars. Tear the concrete out, replace it, and redo this. So we have, when we priced out that alternate, which was strictly the drainage, it went from $599 and change to $621 and change. That is really the change that we're proposing for better layout, better drainage package. We did have to make that crossing, which was not anticipated in the first bid because we, the engineers and us, did not identify it. So that is a true field change, which we have to compensate for. Here we go.
Sure. You have a motion?
We have a motion on that, too. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for contract 18-03 construction of parallel taxiway D phase two be approved, which increases the contract amount by $22,135 for a new contract total of $5,561,324.30.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, for the information of Council, this is, we have the letter now from the FAA. It is eligible, and we expect to stay within our grant amount number. So it's really, it's a win-win for us.
Very good. Thank you. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is the City of Seaford. They're requesting $500 for their 2019 Civilian Police Academy. Graduates of the academy will help better understand the operation of the Seaford Police Department and a greater awareness and appreciation of the daily challenges faced by its officers. There have been no past grants to this academy. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Somebody make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson to grant $500 to the City of Seaford for the Police Department's 2019 Citizen Police Academy from my council, Matty Grant. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will, yes, we should carry. Next.
Okay, the next one is Boy Scouts of America, Delmarva Council. They're requesting $1,000 for their annual Sussex County Distinguished Citizens Banquet. Funds raised from this event support opportunities for the youth of Sussex County. Mr. Vincent, place on the agenda. Since this program covers youth throughout the county, this request can be paid from the countywide youth grant.
And we have done that before, I think, have we not, to them?
Not for this banquet, but for something else,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $1,000 to the Boy Scouts of America, Delmarva Council, for program expenses for Sussex County out of the countywide youth grant fund. Any questions? Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I begin. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance. Mr. Moore, you got a few, I think.
Yes, I do, Mr. President. First one is in Mr. Vincent's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 8.99 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Riley's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office and business services and residence to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.58 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
And the next one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for open outdoor sales, yard sale, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.073 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
And the next one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for amendments to conditions of approval of conditional use 1645 of ordinance number 1843, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 1.0 acre, more or less.
I introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
And the last one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GRRPC, General Residential District, Residential Plan Community, to a GRRPC, General Residential District, Residential Plan Community, to allow for amendments to conditions of approval for change of zone 1721, ordinance number 2295, for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 154.72 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Burton introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments? Any council member comments?
Mr. President.
Just like to welcome our two new members, Mr. Hudson and Mr. Riley. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
I'm sure you will enjoy it on most days.
Most days.
It will be a good year, sure a good learning experience. We're all still learning, so that never stops, it's a good thing, I guess. Entertained a motion to go to executive session for pending litigation and land acquisition.
Good.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session downstairs.